A dramatic spectacle in Cairo this morning. The trial of former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak began. It's briefly adjourned at the moment, but it will continue soon. Mubarak is facing charges of corruption and ordering the killing of protesters and could, in the end, face the death penalty if convicted. Joining us, New York Times Beirut Bureau Chief Anthony Shadid, who was outside the court this morning. Anthony, can you kind of help us understand the scene outside that courtroom?
Well, it was as tumultuous as perhaps the symbolism of the moment itself. There were crowds gathered outside the police academy, which once bore Mr. Mubarak's name, and where the trial is being held. You had a few dozen supporters of Mr. Mubarak, and then you had many more opponents. There were clashes at times. They scuffled. They threw rocks at each other. But I think when the trial itself began, and it was broadcast on a big screen TV outside the police academy, attention is obviously focused on the court proceedings themselves.
And can you kind of explain how the people of Cairo, how the people of Egypt are digesting this? We've heard people saying, I don't think there'll be a fair trial. We've heard people saying that either he goes to prison or there will be another uprising. I mean, what's the general feeling?
Well, I think, you know, first and foremost, we have to see the sheer symbolism of the day. It's probably one of the most visceral episodes in modern Arab history. You have an Arab leader whose power was once uncontested being put on trial on charges of killing his own people. It's a moment that no one in Egypt has seen, and no one in the Arab world has really seen either. I think when you look at the spectrum of sentiments out there, you see calls for vengeance, you cries for justice, and I think you see kind of an area in between, and there's a sense of catharsis out there that after so many years, Mr. Mubarak ruled, of course, for 30 years, after so many years of humiliations and degradations, someone was finally being held accountable. And not only Mr. Mubarak, but also his two sons, one of them who was long thought to perhaps succeed him as president, and then also the hated interior minister, Habib al-Adli, joined by six other senior officers. So there was a real moment of a poignant moment, a visceral moment, I think a moment of reckoning to a certain degree.
So explain to me how this trial procedure goes forward now. How long? I mean, is it relatively similar to what we know in the United States or in the UK? I mean, is this expected to be a protracted trial?
Well, you know, even to the few hours before the trial began, a lot of people suspected it would never come off, that the idea of a military council, these 19 generals who have ruled the country since Mr. Mubarak stepped down, would ever put their former commander on trial. And in fact, they did. And they did perhaps in reflection of the sentiments in the street. If Mr. Mubarak wasn't tried today or if the trial was delayed, there would undoubtedly be more protests in streets that are very restive these days. It's hot here. People are unsatisfied. And there's a lot of anxiety out there. You know, where we go from here, the judge has said that the trial will unfold in a speedy fashion. A lot of people took that to mean that it would go day after day. The state news agency has reported that Mr. Mubarak will stay in a hospital inside the police academy so that he will be attending each one of these sessions. It's hard to say where it does go from here. Already lawyers for the defendants have been asking for a delay of a week, a month. But there is a sense, I think, that even this trial, that today's events went on longer than they were expected to. I think a lot of people thought that the trial would be quickly adjourned, that we'd see Mr. Mubarak in the cage where he's being kept with his sons and the interior minister, and then we have another trial at a later date. But in fact, it's gone on for several hours now.
Well, it's being watched not just on large screens in Cairo and throughout Egypt, but all over the Arab world. In fact, all over the world. An incredible moment in Egypt, an incredible moment for the world. That's Anthony Shadid, New York Times Beirut Bureau Chief, talking about the trial of former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.